This goes to Dr. Abid, A-B-I-D, Khan. It's K-H-A-N, fax 989-802-5083. Regarding Michael Gage, it's G-A-G-E, date of birth March 14th of 1951. Dear Dr. Khan, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Gage, who had a cadaveric renal transplant in 2015 with a history of requiring hemodialysis before the transplant, hypertension, on high-risk immunosuppressant medications. His last visit was January 31st of this year. Since that time, he had a carotid ultrasound done, and that was reportedly normal. He's also been seeing an eye doctor, and he's on two different kinds of eye drops. He believes he has some type of eye infection. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He does have intermittent problems with diarrhea. He states that he was exposed to a food that caused a salmonella infection. And then he had severe profuse diarrhea that caused dehydration. That has slowly improved, but he occasionally still wears the adult diapers to protect his clothing. He is making clear urine without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No pain, no renal transplant pain, no edema, and no hospitalization since his last visit. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the mycophenolate, Mofetil. It's 750 milligram twice a day. Also, lisinopril is 10 milligram once a day. New medications include the eye drops, Cipro eye drops. There's actually five different eye drops, and some of them are, the left eye may have glaucoma, according to some of the eye drops that he is on. In addition to the mycophenolate, he's also on Prograf, 1 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, his weight is 232 pounds. Temperature 97.3, pulse 70, blood pressure 132 over 82. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 19th of 2023. Creatinine is improved at 1.2. Previous levels were 1.3, 1.0, and 1.4. His calcium, 9.2. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin, 4. Hemoglobin is 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. And hemoglobin A1C is 7.3. Assessment and plan. 1, hypertension currently controlled. 2, cadaveric renal transplant in 2015 with stable kidney function. 4, or 3, whichever one I'm on, high-risk medication immunosuppressants, continue current regime. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP, / Jose Fuente, MD.